Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, in case you missed the big news, California's Kamala Harris now out of the presidential race. And to talk more about this, KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer. Phil, the rules have really changed, haven't they? I mean, no longer apparently a home field advantage.
No, exactly. Part of it's the media. Part of the way is the way we set up the Democratic primary this time. But, you know, between the early debate and everybody's exposure, Kamala Harris wound up just being a part of the overall crew that was running, and no home field advantage for being a U.S. senator from California. As a matter of fact, she was clocking in at fourth, at 8%, compared to Joe Biden at 24% in the latest PPIC poll. So the idea that she was going to take California, forget about it.
It's always complicated trying to figure out why somebody's campaign doesn't get liftoff, right? I mean, if you can tear these things apart and the candidates themselves and their advisors, but she didn't get any liftoff, despite what everybody thought was a great big launch pad event
no,
that day in Oakland.
No, she got that liftoff. The thing is, when it came time for the second stage to kick in,
there probably was a better analogy.
It just wasn't there, and it was one of those missiles that got the liftoff, and then, oh, what's going on? And it just blew up. Maybe she just wasn't ready for it. You know, it just wasn't ready for prime time. You got caught up in the anti-Trump movement. People were really pushing, saying, here's a new face, a fresh face, a young face, somebody that can take on Trump. And that launched her. She had 20,000 people show up in Oakland for the launch. And that was very, very impressive. And then what happened? Joe Biden came into the race and stayed in the race. And Bernie didn't leave the race. He's been running for the past 6 years, and he's going to keep running. And Elizabeth Warren came in. And they're still chugging along.
Well, does having this huge field make a difference?
Yes. Yes, it makes it having a difference. Having the early debates really made a difference. What we had is basically a reality TV show like the Republicans had in the last election, where we have everybody, 18 people on the island, and we're going to see who's going to get bounced off. It also made a change fundamentally in how you run the campaigns. Is it, there was a time, and it wasn't that long ago, where you, a candidate, would announce or actually go around the country and sort of mull and talk to people, meet with people, get a feel for different things, find out where they actually stood on different things, get an idea. Instead, what you have is this launch like a new car coming out. You know, here's the model, the 2018 Kamala Harris, and it's got this and this and this, and you kick the tires and it's not there.
But not unlike cars, which are often overthought out and fail to really laser beam down to one particular buyer, you know. You have politicians.
Exactly, and they have all these things on it, and she wasn't all necessarily that comfortable with the role that she was being cast in this movie, and so she didn't play well. I think the guy that sort of got the advantage on this was, believe it or not, that Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, because nobody paid attention to him early on, and he was able to do that, go out and talk with people, and so when it came time on the stage, he actually had more of a broader reach. But you put it all together, and California is very much in play. And like I said, no such thing as a home court advantage. So it's going to get really interesting between now and March.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.